أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة، إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 17 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the different groupings of people in the ayats before: those that disputed with Allah, those that brought iman, those that worshipped Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in good times, and when things became difficult, they left the ibadat of Allah. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the ultimate. And the ultimate is this: إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Certainly those who brought iman. Here iman is a perfect iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the articles of faith. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And those who were Yahud, those who were Jews. وَالصَّابِئِينَ. And those who were Sabians. Sabians are those people who had a great affinity to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. On the other hand, they worshipped the stars. Together with that, they were very fond of the Zabur that was revealed to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And hence, they recited the Zabur in abundance. They also had a great belief in the Malaika, and some of them also worshipped the Malaika. And in short, they took from different deens, from Islam, or rather from the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from the deen of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they took what they thought was best, and they practiced in all of that. One Nasara, Nasara we know are Christians. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about another group, wal Majus. Majus are the fire worshippers. They had a very unique belief. They believed in a dual god. One god was known as Yazdan, and the other was Ahruman. Yazdan, they believed, was the bringer of good. So whatever good happens to a person's life, if there's prosperity, there's happiness, then it was because Yazdan had brought it to them. And if there was any difficulty that came, anything bad, hardship, adversity, then it was Ahraman that brought all of these adversities. And in this way, they believed in this dual god. Now sometimes we also need to take cognizance of the fact that sometimes when something good, we will say it's from Allah Bari Ta'ala. And sometimes when there's bad difficulties that come, then we say it is from Shaitan. Remember, إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has power over everything, and Allah will bring about these situations of good and prosperity, conducive conditions, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will try us also. There will be trials, there will be difficulties that will come, and all of it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And these Majus were fire worshippers by and large. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And those who ascribe partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in any which way, either they worshipped, for example, some human beings, for example, the Malaika, or any other object of worship that they created with their own hands, all of them are included. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here differentiates, and Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Certainly, Allah will decide between them on the day of Qiyamah. No matter how many groupings there may be, but broadly it will be people on haqq, those who brought iman in Allah, those who brought iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the articles of faith, they will be on haqq, and everybody else, whether they followed, like how the Yahud followed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and altered the kitab, or whether those Christians followed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and made him a god, all of them are on batil. And here Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will decide between them. Allah will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah. And from here we learn the most important lesson, especially at this time, is number one, our aqidah, our belief system, that we believe the way Allah wants us to believe. We believe in all the articles of faith that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed us without wavering. And of course we believe in the way Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum believed. And we need to make dua, Allah keep us steadfast on this. And then Allah says, Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beholds everything. Allah is a witness to everything and to everyone. That outwardly it may seem that batil gets the upper hand, but that is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this judgment for the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.